An official with a group that represents Washington state wheat growers does not seem to be too worried about the discovery of GMO wheat in a field in Oregon. Steve Jackson reports.
The discovery of genetically modified wheat in Oregon has prompted Japan to temporarily suspend white winter wheat purchases from the U.S. Japan and several other countries require GMO products to be labeled as such before they can be imported, and some countries ban GMO products altogether. In Washington state, the wheat business is huge. The annual value of sales is over $1 billion, with about 85% of that grain exported to other countries. Even so, the head of the Washington Grain Commission feels that the concern will be sorted out.
It's on a pretty small location, and we don't even know how widespread, you know, so this tender was just, I think, the Japanese saying, oh, you know, we need to be cautious about this. Doesn't mean that they're not going to come back and buy soft white, you know, in the future.
That's Glenn Squires, who says federal officials plan to begin checking to see if there are other signs of the GMO wheat. There's no commercial GMO wheat grown in the U.S. currently. Monsanto, which developed the GMO wheat in a test, says the discovery in Oregon is the first report of such wheat since it discontinued its test planting program 9 years ago. The test variety was developed to be immune to the herbicide Roundup. The Oregon farmer discovered the wheat after he had sprayed his field with the herbicide. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.